really closely, because it's not that distinct. And, you know, since I'm in a quiet environment, it's probably going to be hard to hear it in the car, just from the noise. But it's not the same as, you know, the normal static that we're getting. So that's in addition to that. And I'm not sure how windy it is today. So I just thought I'd mention it.
Okay, well, that's something that's going to change in the future, right? As soon as Billy gets a chance and has something going on.
Yeah, I know. I'm just throwing it out there because I noticed it. All right. Very good. I'm off today, and tomorrow I'll be going into the city on Wednesday and Thursday. And that's the same day we're having our office holiday party.
Yes, I know. You had mentioned that last week. Anyway, I'm just arriving over in Westbury. I got to go inside for a few minutes, and I got to take one to another location. So let me sneak out of here.
Okay, you speak. See you later, WHCDO.
Now, see you later, WBCCO.
MSB. Hello, Maury. WA2CDL. How you doing?
Andy, how are you? Just got home, got changed. Now I'm heading off to the gym, trying to get a head start on this year's New Year's resolution, which is the same as last year's. I find the only way I can get to the gym is to get there early, and the only way I can lose weight is to stay out of the kitchen. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's an old saying, I guess, if it gets too hot in the oven, stay out of the kitchen or something, yeah. Well, actually, that's my resolution, too. I already went out and bought a new duffel bag, new workout clothes, a new lock for the locker, new sneakers, so I'm all set. All I got to do now is join. I went to my local gym here to inquire. There's one not far from me. But I'm definitely going to do that because, you know, as I get older, I need the exercise anyway. It's a good release, and I know that, and you know that too. It's a good release of stress and keeping well balanced. And it's something that my body is actually craving. I'm just not listening yet.
Roger. Well, I'm listening. I've been trying. When I was away on active duty, you know, there's always some kind of an exercise gym facility on military bases, and I used to frequent them a lot. And I used to go to a gym that the fire department sponsored here in Stony Brook, Secaucus. And then lately I went to Planet Fitness, and they just opened. The nice thing about Planet Fitness is it's only $10 a month, and you get a little ticket, and you can go to any Planet Fitness and check in. So when they opened the new one closer to my house, I started going to that one. If you pay $20, then you're allowed to bring a guest every time. There's no limit. And so sometimes the XYL comes with me. So that's pretty good. And a lot of other places charge a lot more. I guess they have more facilities at the other places. This place is really just three or four rows of different machines and stuff, and locker room and that kind of stuff. So there's nothing fancy, it's just basic. Back to you, Andy.
Okay, very good. If there's a Planet Fitness nearby, that's a good thing. There's a number of gyms, of course, where I am. And I picked the closest one, just for convenience. I used to belong to another gym, but parking was hard, and that was one of the problems. They didn't have a real parking lot, So they used one across the street, which was a a public. They didn't have their own private parking lot, is what I'm saying. So they had, we had to use a public parking lot for all the stores, you know, along Hempstead Turnpike. But a lot of times that parking lot was pretty filled up. You couldn't find parking. So made it a little bit hard. I eventually quit that gym. The few times that I did go, and so this one here, this one is a lot closer. This one's got a, they have their own parking lot, but also there's a municipal lot, which is free. There's a time limit on it, though. It's free, but the time limit is like 3 hours or so. I'm not going to be in the gym for 3 hours, so that's fine. That'll work. But you got a Planet Fitness near you. That's good. With ample parking. All right, and that's good that they offer that service. So for the price. All right, back to you.
HLMSC. Yeah. Well, Roger, I don't know that I'd want to be crossing Hempstead Turnpike. That would be some headline, right? Man gets killed by car while crossing road to go exercise. That would be a bad. That would kind of defeat the purpose, I think. But anyway, what else can I tell you? I think I told you I was putting together a go box. I got that done, and now I'm trying to test it out. I'm having a little trouble. I wanted to get an 817, an FT-817 last summer, and I ended up getting one of the new FT-818s, which is essentially the same. The only thing it does is it has one more watt. It gives you 6 watts. And there's a differential in the power settings, whether you're on battery power internally or whether you're on external power. It seems that if the internal battery is anything other than full, then the power settings get a little different, and the symbology, the pictures on the screen, are not intuitive at all. They're kind of backwards. So I had to make up a little chart to remind myself of what the little symbols mean. So I'm looking forward to the weather turning nice. I can get outside and play around with it, and I guess I can play around with it inside the house, just hook it up to the antenna and a battery inside, but I'm still looking forward to the spring. Back to you.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, sounds interesting on that radio. And for low power outdoor use. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the spring too. I don't like the cold weather. I like spending time outdoors. So yeah, that's a lot of fun. Deploying an antenna somewhere and making contacts. That's good. So, and okay, on crossing Hempstead Turnpike. Yeah, you gotta be, that's for sure, you gotta be careful. Yeah, we had, back in September, I think it was, a lady was killed right here crossing Hempstead Avenue, which is not far from me. She was in a diner, and she went across the street apparently to use the bathroom in a restroom in the diner wasn't working or something. So she went across the street to use the bathroom. When she was coming back, she was hit by a car, and she died right in front. She was walking to her car, which was parked in a parking lot. So it happened. Yeah, she was in her 80s, but still, she was hit. All right. So it's Monday. I think it's going to snow later. I think that's what they were saying. But they didn't say a lot. We've been getting a lot of precipitation lately. So. Yeah, we had a dry spell for a while. I think from August through September was pretty good. And now it's we're getting more of that. So that's what's happening. Hopefully it'll be a milder. They said it's going to be a milder winter, and hopefully it'll come through. I don't want to see snow. I just don't like it. Back to you.
I have to agree with you. You know, it's pretty and everything for about an hour. And then after that, it gets gray and dingy, and have to get out there with the snowblower, but I wonder if all this rain that we're getting is going to help to recharge the aquifer around here. You know, in Suffolk we have these things called recharge basins, which most people call sumps, and the storm drains in the roads drain into these depressions that they dig. Whenever you put up a development, you have to allot a certain amount of acreage for these recharge basins for the water to collect, and that hopefully seep down into the ground and refill the aquifer, which is where we get our water from here on Long Island. And I just wonder if it, you know, I'd have to talk to one of these hydrology people that work at Stony Brook to see if it really helps, or if it's just an averaged annual cycle that keeps the water flowing. But in any case, that's what those sumps are for. I don't know, in Nassau we never had those. The water just kind of showed up, and I believe, I recall that at least where I lived in Nassau, which was down in the southwest part of the county, I think we got some of our water from New York City. I think we got it from their reservoirs that came in on the aqueduct. But anyway, at least we don't have to use desalination plants. Let me turn it back to you one more time, and then I'm going to park the vehicle. Go ahead, Andy.
All right, WA2CDO back. Yes. Yeah, that's true. These reservoirs, I guess you call it. I've seen them. You know, they're few and far between Nassau County, but they're out there. So, well, I'm not far from Hempstead Lake, and you know where that is. That's and it's pretty large. So, plenty of water over there. And that feeds also some streams. There's another lake not far. It's a pond, actually. It's called Hall's Pond, which is over here in West Hempstead, not too far away. So they have ducks in there, and I think there's some fish in the pond also. So there's a pond as opposed to a lake. But I just say one more thing. We do have some interesting creatures, I guess, because of the lake. I've seen a lot of these, when I first moved in, these little tree frogs, I guess you call them, jumping around my lawn. I don't see them too much, but now I'm seeing these lizards. You know, like the ones you see in Florida? Only they're not orange. I'm not sure what you call them. Maybe newts or something? They're green in color. And some of them are quite long. You know, they're small, but they're pretty long, and they move really quick. I see them in my backyard, in my driveway, and they try to hide. So that's something new. I haven't seen them years ago, but now they're starting to appear. I think it's a cycle also that they go through. Okay, 73, I'll talk to you next time. Have a good day, Maury. WHCDO.
Hi, Andy, very good. Yeah, I don't know. Chameleon, lizards, salamanders, newts, I don't know. I'm sure that they're geographic in where they show up, but I remember when I was young and living in Hewlett, we actually had turtles and toads in our backyard all the time, and they used to hide in the little window wells of the basement sometimes, so it was a lot more nature going on back then, I guess, but... All right, I'm pulling into the parking lot, and I will catch you later. Try and have a nice day, and watch out for that Hempstead Turnpike. WB2MSB, QRT.
Okay, I will. Take care. WA2CDO, have a good day, too.
Here is WB2BAV Mobile. Listen.
Morning, Ed. WA2CDL. How you doing again?
I am doing good, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm doing fine. Went to a nice concert last night. Very interesting. Just to let you know, a different concert than I've ever been to before.
Well, then give me a little more about the content of a concert.
The guy's name is Daniel Kainer, C-A-I-N-E-R. I believe that's how you pronounce his last name. I bought his CDs. He was selling two CDs. This was in a private home. So they set up chairs in this person's living room in the house, and he had his keyboard there, so he's a keyboardist, and he sings, and it was all done to it was a Jewish event talking about, you know, basically talking about his own personal family, but to different songs. Hard to describe. He really had to be there. He was very funny, and you know, as an example of a song, one of the songs is labeled "Gefilte Fish and Chopped Liver." That gives you an idea of the theme of his songs, and it was very, very good and very funny, and he dealt with all the aspects of the Jewish religion. It was very nice.
Interesting. Well, as opposed to the more classical Klezmer, K-L-E-Z-M-E-R, which that doesn't sound like at all.
Yeah, it was, you know, like, you could call it folk songs, folk singing, but without a guitar. This was not a guitar folk, it was a keyboard folk singer. But his songs were informative, funny, and sometimes hysterical. I guess you could say he's like the Alan Sherman type. You know the kind of songs that Alan Sherman used to sing, the poetry and the rhymes of the songs and the funny and how funny it was, sort of like that. It would make you laugh, and it was good. just very well done. And this was in someone's house that I was invited to. So different than most concerts.
Yes, I understand perfectly. And Sherman, I know exactly what you're talking about. And there's been a long-standing movement in music to be current and contemporary. Current contemporary humor on a particular subject. Put to music, that's nothing remotely new. It seems to be kind of off your usual beaten path. I guess you're more dimensional when it comes off on this at the venues we share.
Yeah, well, my lady friend told me about it. She wanted to go. And, because she's very cultured. She's into a lot of different things. And I admire that. So I went, I said, yeah, I want to go and learn and, attend. And that's what I did. And, she's very into art and music. and culture and traveling and all that stuff. And it's, you know, there's so many things to learn. So so he basically, the songs that he sang, and I bought the CD so I could listen to them. And I've never heard of this guy before, but he's pretty well known. He's originally from England, and you can tell by his accent when he starts talking. He's got that deep British accent. And his father was a rabbi, or a cantor, and I think he was a cantor also, and started doing these folk songs. But the way he just described his own personal family life in one of the songs, it was just funny. You know, things that you, religious-wise, things you can't do, things you can do, and the way it was put to words to the music was just very, it was very moving, you know. He made everybody laugh.
Understand. Now, I'm going to start getting out of range now. Let's see how this game plays today as opposed to how it played on Friday. But I think this is a wonderful thing for you because she seems to be introducing you to some things that you haven't been exposed to before. And that's the making of a good friendship. Good relationship is where two people build on each other without denigrating what they want to themselves. And this could be a very good thing for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Well, you know, I can't, you know, you can't be closed-minded when you're with someone. You know, someone wants to do something that you're not used to doing, and you do something that, you know, that the other person is not used to doing. It works both ways. So I look at it that way. You know, I try something new, and even if you don't agree with it, and, you know, and learn to enjoy it. And that's the way I look at things, you know. You have to share. You have to share interests and ideas and so on, and you know all about that. Yeah, see, I think we live. I think we live in a world basically where maybe we share the wrong ideas, because you know, I take the train, as you know, a lot into the city, and there's very little sharing. Everybody's on their cell phones. Either texting or whatever. There's very little communication between people, and I think that's always a problem to me, because we have to learn to communicate more. Even though we have all this social media around us, but sometimes it may not be a good thing. If you know what I'm saying? So I got to be open-minded, and sometimes it's a little difficult. But you may not be used to it, like you say. But when you try it, and then you look back at it, and you say, "Yeah, I learned something, and it's really good."
Now, she likes to travel, correct?
Yeah, you may be getting into a bad spot.
No, maybe about it, but let's see how this plays out. I'm passing under Rockwood Canyon right now, which is kind of like in the valley of death for coverage. But you said she likes to travel. Can you be a little more specific?
You mean as far as traveling? Well, I want to go to Europe, or I want to visit other countries. I want to go to France, Italy, what other countries I can think of. France, Germany, Italy, so on. She wants to do that too. She just came back from the West Coast. She was in Seattle. She liked that. She was showing me an art. She went to an art museum there, and she was showing me the pictures. They had a there's a famous guy, and I forgot his name. He creates all different types of glass. He's a glass blower, and all different. It was in the art museum. All different shapes and sizes and colors and figures, and it was really nice. It's good. I like that. My father used to blow glass, by the way. There's an interesting art. My father used to make these little figurines, like little swans and ducks and birds. You know, little things you can fit in the palm of your hand. He made it out of glass when he was doing that as a hobby. When he first started teaching back in the 50s. And I have some of his figures that he made. And that's an interesting art. I've been to the, years ago, many, many years ago, we went up to the Steuben Glass Factory, and we took a tour with I was with my parents at the time. Of course, Corning is around. I don't know if Steuben is still around, but you probably remember the name. So anyway, just so give you an example, that's the stuff that she likes, and that's what I like too, to go out and travel and see different things.
Yes, speaking about Seattle, when the kids were young, we flew out to Seattle and made a big figure eight loop from Oregon up into British Columbia, and it was a fantastic trip. There's a lot of stuff to do there. There's a lot of rivers and mountains that are really spectacular. And on that trip, we did not go to any museum. And we visited just about nothing in Seattle proper. My theme was I wanted to show the kids mountains and rivers. We were everywhere, over, under, around, and but not through. Yeah. Now, if you want to go to Europe, I have to tell you again, get that passport started. Why don't you go look up on the internet today how you get started on getting that passport? Most post offices will give you the application, but make sure that yours does or find where you have to go to get one.
I already did that already. Wait, hold on. Let me let it drop.
Listen to me? Wow. No.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit more. I think you're getting to a bad spot. I went to the post office. It's right over here. I already filled out the application. They have, there's a sign, passports here. I did that last week.
Does that mean you...
Does that, all I heard was, does that mean, and then you dropped out.
I have been suggesting that for weeks. Does this mean that you actually listen to me? Because no one's ever listened to me.
What do you mean nobody ever listens to you? You must have somebody listening to you, yeah. No, I want to go. I definitely want to go take a trip. It's nice. I haven't traveled in a while. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I was down in North Carolina. No, I was in New Hampshire in October, and I was in North Carolina in Labor Day weekend, but that was a different kind of trip. I'm going down to Florida in February. I'm just planning on that. But she, you know, the thing is, she's busy. She has two jobs. So because of that, you know, she doesn't have, her freedom is not as much as mine right now. So we have to wait until, she's a teacher's aide. So we have to wait till school stops also, when she gets vacation. But, during the summertime, or spring, we'll do that. All right, back to you. I'm not sure if you're going to get in anymore.
All right.
I dropped out.
Yeah, looking fine. You enjoy. WA2DPL, this is WB2DAC, Mobile, Air Park.
Okay, I think he's signing. See you later. WA2CDL.
WA2CDL, KD2AKX.
Yes, I know you too. How you doing?
Well, I heard you talking to Ed about going to a concert last night. You know I play in a Christian group, and we're doing a concert this Thursday. So I sent the information to your email address.
Oh, very good. Okay. I didn't see it yet, but I have to look. Let me see if you send it, because I'm going to look. I'm on the computer now. Well, for some reason, I can't get into my email. It's frozen. Why? I just had it open before. Let me try it again. Oh, there it is. Oh, it's here. I see it now. I didn't see. 9 o'clock. He sent me an email, and I see it. Thanks.
Yeah, we played Friday and Saturday at a place in East Northport, and this will be our final show this Thursday. So if you're interested, come on down. I'm just a casual. We'll probably enjoy it.
Yeah, I'll ask her also. 7 p.m. Thursday. Let's see, what am I doing Thursdays? I'm working Wednesday and Thursday this week. But I, of course, we'll be home at 7 p.m. I'll ask her.
All right, no problem. As I understand it, I think it's an open house, so there's no admission.
Okay, good, good. All right. Yeah, the, this concert was good. It lasted, they started at 6, and it was over at 10, so he was playing for 4 hours of a lot of songs. So, some of the songs were pretty long. The story that he was telling in the songs were just very long. You had to keep up with them. But, and they served food, so it did cost. There was an admission charge for this, but they served food, so that was good.
Well, at least you got something for your money. Very good. All right, I'm going back to my paperwork. I'll talk to you during the week. I'll be on the site. KD2AKX.
Have a good one. WA2CDL.
KD2KNH, good morning, Steve.
Yeah, hi, Charlie. WB2CS.
How was your weekend?
Very quiet.
Yeah, same for me. Heard you on it, and hear anybody coming back. Just wanted to say hello. Just pulled into my next account. Maybe I'll catch you in a little bit. You have a good day. Clear.
Yep, see you later. WB2ZSE.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
Downtown Manhattan. Hope you're having a great day so far. Mike, back to you.
Okay, very good, David. Name here is Pat, Papa Alpha Tango Pat. And I just figured I'd get back to you real quick. I'm almost at my destination, and you are making the repeater fine.
Thank you very much, Pat. I really appreciate it. Have a fantastic day.
WB2CMF, and I'll be clear.
73 for now.
November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu, N2, VH, Z-Mobile, listening.
N2, VH, Z from Kilo Golf 2, Romeo, Yankee.
KG2RY, KG2RY, nice to meet you. Name here is Ken, Kilo Echo November. Call sign is November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu, Very High Zeppelin. Nice to meet you. Again, my name is Ken, Kilo Echo November. Ken is my name. I'm on Echolink coming. I'm mobile on a hands-free device on Echolink, and I'm in western Nebraska. Back to you.
QSL, Kenneth. I remember we had a conversation maybe close to several months ago. And I remember looking at your setup on the QRZ page, a picture of your setup, and you were telling me that you knew something about New York and also you like to live out in the country, Nebraska. Mike, back to you.
KG2RY, 2BH, yeah, very good. Good memory, yeah. I always mention Nebraska because there's not many people you're ever going to talk to live out here, you know. The eastern part, yeah, it's different, but the western part is a little higher altitude, and it's called the Great Plains, you know, so there's a lot of nothing, and literally a lot of nothing, and right now the weather is 5 degrees, oh, I'm sorry, update on the weather, minus one. I'm going through a cold spot here. When I left home, which was Alliance, Nebraska, it was 5. But out here, I'm on the highway. It went down to -1 or 0, thereabouts. And I'm heading about 60 miles south, 70 miles down to I-80, down to a hospital. I'm a biomedical technician, and I bounce around in a company vehicle all day long. So, yeah, did you like my setup? I got an ICOM 7610. And a Yaesu HF radio right next to it. That's the newest setup. Back to you.
QSL. I remember you were telling me that you were a hospital technician. And I remember this particular radio, the ICOM 7610. And it looks really great. Maybe at some point we could work each other on 20 meters. It would be fun anyway to try. I'll remember all of that. Yeah, I'm using a very small radio, 100 watts and a dipole, and I can have some really nice conversations with this little radio, Glenn.
Yes, it all depends on which way the band is open to, right? And you can get some really good propagation occasionally. And, yeah, I don't use really elaborate antennas. I did that at one time, but it's just like sometimes they can be troublesome. So I just stick to real simple antennas, and they work out pretty good. Yeah, the 7610 is just a software. It's a software-defined radio, an SDR. It's actually two radios in a box, two completely independent receivers, and one transmitter. And it's actually a computer with knobs on it. Makes it look like a radio. And it interfaces really nicely to a monitor. And since you've seen that, what I had on QRZ, I updated it a little bit and put a bigger monitor on it. But it's unnecessary. The radio itself has a big enough screen on it for anybody to see, but I just had an extra monitor and decided to hook it in. But what were some of the best DX you've ever gotten? I was curious. What were some of the most, it might not be the furthest, but it may be a surprise. And what band was it on? Back to you.
QSL. Well, years and years ago, you know, I was using different equipment and set up with a dipole and 100 watts. I worked a country called Lesotho, which is a tiny little country in the middle of South Africa, and they changed the name of the country. I don't even know if that particular name even exists anymore. And I had a very nice right to, but that was in the 70s when the propagation was up. Go ahead.
Now, I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying. On a radio in the 90s, it was called the ICOM. What is it? It doesn't matter anyway. It was a newer ICOM radio. It came out with. It was my first. To me, it was expensive at the time. It was my first new radio from a dealer that was expensive. Everything else was like really on sale or cheap. This was a good radio, and I remember now. I still have the radio. ICOM 736. It was one of the first radios that had HF and 6 meters built tuner for HF and 6 meters, and it was 100 watts on HF and 6 meters. So it was one of the first radios that was affordable that had all of that built into it, And I was allowed to go on 6 meters and 10 meters and some of the HF bands. And the first contact I made, I hooked it up to a dipole, like the same. And the first contact was these people in Africa, you know, some odd little, quirky little country that doesn't exist anymore, you know? And it was called Sao Tome EPC. It's an island off the coast of West Africa. And it was overthrown by a government probably twice by now. And, you know, ham radio stopped and started and stopped and started. But I remember those days were really, really good because Africa really had a presence on the band back in those days. More so than anywhere else. Back to you.
QSL, QSL. But even now, you know, you can go on DMR and work like Jakarta and Indonesia and South Korea and Japan, easy Japan. You know, all these countries, you can work them. You'll get a 5-9 signal and have a nice long rag shoot with them, you know. I guess, you know, my ICOM IC718, you know, it works okay. It has lots of nice buttons and knobs that you can use to improve the signal coming in and all that. But, you know, it didn't have 6 meters, and it's technology that's almost 20 years old. And so I opted even for some radio that had less of a price tag, you know, it's cheaper, but had more features, and it was a newer technology. So now it's a little more difficult to work those most amazing stations. Although if I look in my logbook, I'd probably find a bunch of them. Go ahead.
Yeah, I hear, you know, it was funny, I moved over to Germany in 2002 for the government, our government, to work over there as a logistician, and for our government. And when I was over there in 2002, I was all happy and stuff, because I was using Echolink back then, you know? And I got over to Europe, and they wouldn't allow, I could not get a connection to Echolink. There were really no smart devices back then as we know today. It was really like, you know, you had to hook up your computer, go into the router, you had to do port forwarding, excuse me, and then get your connection to Echolink. Well, that wasn't allowing you to do that because all the communications equipment that was interfaced to the telephone system was controlled by the government at that time over in Europe, by the European government. And the only one that was not doing it was Switzerland because they were not part of the EU or the group of people that were representing as the EU at the time. So I went to a guy in Switzerland to be able to show me how to, you know, if you want to call it hacking the router. You couldn't even buy your own router. You had to use the one supplied by the government. But eventually, one day, on January 1st, a couple of years later, they dropped all the regulations and allowed it. And at one moment, thousands of Echolink stations popped up from those countries that were just waiting in the sidelines for that to happen. But, you know, I still made so many HF contacts in spite of that, you know, back and forth. And you really can't, you know, the thing about the connection that we have right now, it can be regulated and throttled by governments that don't allow the communication to take place. You know what I'm saying? Back to you.
QSL, Kenneth, QSL. Well, you know, more recently, I made so many amazing QSOs with people in Germany, different parts of Europe, you know. And it was easy, and we did it on Echolink. The repeaters were the Echolink was set up on very many of those repeaters, and all you had to do was listen and see if there's any activity there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can tell you the most active repeater with Echolink in Germany, some of the most active. are in really good places. And the reason why, and it's not because of people on Echolink, it's because of the RF. There's one in Munich that's on a radio tower that's near the Olympic Stadium. Very popular. Constantly active, but it's very active for what they have. Another one is in Berlin called Spandau. There's a Spandau repeater. Spandau is a river in Berlin. So they use that as a landmark to call the repeater the Spandau Relay. They call their repeaters relays. And the third one is in Nuremberg, on the Nuremberg Tower, radio tower. But unfortunately, there's not that many people on it, but that's probably the third. So I get into a bit of Echolink, but only one on RF when I lived over there, the Nuremberg one. Now, a lot of Germans are hesitant to talk on Echolink because they don't have a good grasp of English. They talk English, yes, but not they don't think they speak good enough to be able to have a fruitful conversation, you know, and their angle, the Europeans' angle on amateur radio is a lot different than our angle. They're a little bit more technical than we are because they're forced to do it because of their tests and their procedures. So you will not see a lot of people from France, Belgium, Italy, Spain, Portugal, and Switzerland on their bands. You mostly see Germans, you know, especially on Echolink. Back to you.
QSL, Cam. It's true. I have to say that I've been on the Spandau repeater. I know that repeater. One of the repeaters I know. The other two I haven't heard much about. But I will definitely check it out. You know, if you go on to DMR, German channel, Talk Group 262, people are talking German. You want to speak English. They don't want to talk to you. It's only German language conversations on that channel. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
Hey, that's funny. That's pretty funny. I didn't know that. So they have their own DMR channel. I don't have DMR. If I were to hook up DMR, I'd have to get a hotspot and use that. And then have a radio to talk into with DMR. So I don't have that right now. And maybe one day I'll hook it up. That's interesting. That's one way to improve German if you speak a little. You know, hey, so you know what I noticed? A lot of people, because of the time difference, they're like 8 hours ahead of us. So like if you go on in the evening, they're already in the early, like maybe in the AM, you know, like 3 a.m. if you go on at 9 p.m. or 8 o'clock at night or 6 o'clock at night, it's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. And the only people you're going to hear on the air are taxi cab drivers. A lot of taxi cab drivers do AM radio over there. That's interesting, right? And they sit in their taxi waiting for calls to come in, you know, especially on weekends. That's how they do it over there. But, so what kind of, what do you use on HF? You said you use a little radio, IC718? 718. Is that what you're using on HF? Back to you.
Negative. I'm using the Yaesu Fox Tango 891. It's an upgrade from the IC718. It does everything that the 718 does, but much more for the same amount of money. And of course, it's a newer technology, as I was saying before. The receiver is very good in this radio. It's a triple conversion super heterodyne receiver. The real receiver, it's not an SDR receiver. And, you know, you don't get the TV screen. And the TV screen, like on the 7300, you know, it's just, you know, you can only see very basic things, you know, on a backlit LCD. And, you know, when you want to listen, you turn the knob. You turn the tuning knob and you listen. Mike, back to you.
Yeah, this is that's true, BHV Mobile. They're very good. That's, you mentioned something that was the main factor of why I bought the 736, whatever, how many years ago, was like because it had triple, it was also triple conversion. A lot of radios at that time were just double conversion. This was triple conversion. The sensitivity was outstanding. And it was a it is a beautiful radio. It has never failed for any reason at all, except the memory battery, which I just had to replace. It was no big deal. It's, you know, but the whole thing was triple conversion. When I saw that, I jumped all over it, and it made a huge difference. So what I was going to say is that the police car is pulling over a cattle trailer here next to me, and the guy's not pulling over. He doesn't see the police car lights. State trooper. Going the opposite way, rather. So, yeah, the I ran a Yaesu 857D in my car in Europe. I think we talked about that. And it ran beautiful for many years, man. I had no problems with that. I wound up selling it for what I paid for it. Along the way, I bought some accessories, you know. I bought that ST meter that plugs into it. Big analog meter, you know. It plugs into it as an accessory and, you know, breaks out the meter to, like, this multi-purpose analog box. And it looks beautiful. And, you know, a few other items I bought for it, included it, you know, and with the sale and got back my money after using it for about 10 years. Overseas, it ran beautiful in my car. I made worldwide contacts on that radio, and I made 2-meter and 440 contacts through all the German and European relays over there. You know, they have a relay system or a repeater system over there where when they go on their repeaters, they call CQ on the repeater. We don't do that. They do. They don't say listening. They call CQ. They have a completely different protocol they use. It's very unusual operating in Europe, especially on 2 meters or 440. But, all right, man, so what's your location? I'm in Highway 385 headed south. Not that you would know where that's at, but tell me where you're at. Back to you.
N2VHZ from KG2RY. QSL, Ken. I'm in a place called Manhattan, downtown New York City. Have an antenna on top of the roof here, and a long 100-foot LMR 400 cable to my radio, and that's what I'm using here, and this is where I am. I forgot what I wanted to say. Well, you know, they call CQ in other places too, like in India. They call CQ on the Echo League. The Fox Tango 891 is a great radio, and it has amazing features. You know, for the money, it's the most amazing thing you can get. You just have to get used to the way that you set up your... first, you have to set up your menu phone. Radio, then you've got the menu as it is. So if you do it enough times, you radio. And also, it's really A from KG2RY.
Okay, it's about value for the money. That's the point, isn't it? Now, your signal degraded at the last half of your transmission to almost where you were in and out of the repeater, dropping it. But the first half was sketchy. It started to lose, and you started to lose connection with the repeater. So, it's all about value with the money, like you're saying, for the money. But what is your... I know Manhattan pretty good. What is your... it's pretty good that you're in Manhattan, actually, making it into the repeater, and you're very good with the feed line, the LMR 400. It's a very good cable, and when you get to LMR 600, you need a different connector system because it's a different diameter. I use LMR 600 on a certain antenna at home, but everything else uses LMR 400. Tell me about what's your street.